When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Elisa Childers podcast, where we equip Christians to identify the core beliefs of historic Christianity, discern its counterfeits, and proclaim the gospel with clarity, kindness, and truth. And I'm just popping in for a very, very quick episode today to basically let you know what's going to be happening through the end of the year. We are almost to the end of our season when I go on sabbatical pretty much every year for the last part of November, all of December, and a little bit of January. And I so look forward to this time every year just to relax and recharge with my family. This is my favorite time of year. I love to just bake and be in the kitchen and spend time with my family. So I'm very, very excited about that. And I want to thank all of you who have listened throughout this year and past years. And I just want to encourage you to come back in the new year, because we're going to have some really great episodes. But next week, this is the main thing I wanted to tell you about this week, is that next Sunday, we are going to have the final episode of the year. And this is actually going to be via live stream. So if you're used to listening to this podcast on audio platforms like Google and Apple and Spotify and all of the places, I want to ask you to consider coming next week to listen live, or watch live actually rather, on YouTube. Because what we're going to be doing is I'm going to be giving a little bit of a presentation of some material that I did some research on after taking a philosophy class at Southern Evangelical Seminary. There was a claim from Brian McLaren that I read many years ago, but I just didn't have enough philosophical background to be able to consider the claim and figure out what I thought about it. And so the claim is that ultimately what we understand to be the Christian gospel, as seen through the narrative arc of creation, fall, redemption, restoration. According to McLaren, this is just the Greco-Roman lens that people applied to Christianity, but it's, you know, in his view, not actually the gospel. And so I was able to do some research. I wrote a research paper on it answering the claim, is the Christian gospel just a copy of ancient Greek philosophy, mixing a little Plato with a little Aristotle? And my research just blew my mind. It was so shocking and surprising to me what I learned about how the early church fathers engaged with people like Plato and Aristotle, which they did, by the way. Very, very interesting. So I'm going to bring that to you next week, but then we're going to open it up for a live Q&A. I'm very, very excited about that, because this is it. This is the end of the year Q&A. We are probably going to do a live stream with our friend Natasha Crane. We did Christmas Karens last year. I think the Karens are coming back. So be watching for that. But this will be the last episode of the podcast of the year. And so that will be next week. And that will be the 26th. So the 26th at 3 p.m. Central. So that'll be 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, next Sunday, the 26th. We're going to come back for that final live stream. Bring all your burning questions. I want to know what you've been thinking about, what you want to know, and I will be answering questions live. So I just wanted to let you know, please consider watching on YouTube on the 26th at 3 p.m. Central, and we will be answering your questions for the final official podcast of the year, but then also be watching out for that live stream, that Christmas live stream with Natasha Crane. All right, and as we pursue Christ, let's remember to keep a sharp mind, a soft heart, and a thick skin. We'll see you next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.